Housing problems.
Mr. Tapano?
Yes? Oh, it's you, Nikos. How are you doing? Is everything okay in Austin?
No, not really.
What's going on?
Well, first of all, my accommodation is really bad. My room is in the attic above the garage.
That's great. You don't have to wake up early to get to work.
But I don't have a bathroom. Only a sink in the bedroom and no warm water.
That's definitely a bit basic.
I'm pretty dirty by the end of my working day, and it's difficult to get clean when you have to wash yourself in a basin.
That's annoying. Is there no shower in the body shop?
No, it's broken.
Can't you take a shower at your boss's house? I think he's your host family.
Yes, but only twice a week.
It's better than nothing, but not much. And do you have a nice view from your room?
No, not at all. The window has a view of a courtyard full of old mechanical parts and garbage.
Oh, my goodness. What about the meals? Do you join your host family for the meals?
Yes, in the evening. I have a small fridge and an electric kettle in my room, and I have everything I need for breakfast. At lunchtime, one of the mechanics goes to a snack shop to buy some sandwiches for the whole staff. And in the evening, I have dinner with my boss's family. Last night's dinner was excellent, and we had a good time. They're kind, but I don't think they actually have as much space in their house as they need to have a house guest.
Listen, Nikos, I'll be there in about 3 days. I'm in Boston at the moment to visit Joe at work. I promise to see if I can do anything to improve your living conditions. Host families are carefully selected by the school, and this one seemed to be better than other families. But if there's a big problem, we can find you another place. Don't worry.
Thank you, Mr. Tapano. See you.